It's week 13 on the Astoria Column. The Astoria Column Restoration Project is headed by Marie Libinas of MCL Conservation for the City of Astoria and supported by the Friends of the Astoria Column. The prep painting is finished as the mural imagery continues to be restored by the scenic painters from Seattle Opera Scenic Studios. Instructor Brian Peterson from Tongue Point Job Corps Plastering and Cement Masonry is bringing Job Corps students to the column site this week to assist with replastering at the top of the mural on the south side. Repairs for the cupola will begin, as well as repairs to the observation deck. Scenic artist Corey Sato has been on the Astoria Column Restoration Project since the beginning and will stay to the end. Corey hails from Alabama and recently moved residence to Northern Virginia. She studied scenic art at Yale School of Drama and earned her BFA in theater from Auburn University in Auburn, Alabama. Mrs. Sato has painted scenery for theaters across the country, including Seattle Opera, Seattle Children's Theater, and ACT Theater. Most recently, Corey worked at the Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam Arts and Crafts Center in Hawaii on the island of Oahu. When I asked Corey Sato what she had learned from her experience of working on the Astoria Column, she said, mainly the history of the region as well as the history of the column itself. The high point of the restoration for Mrs. Sato is the act of painting. The most difficult challenge has been working to recreate areas where there are no historic photos to reference. Corey has painted many of the trees in the column mural. She has worked hard to differentiate between types of trees when interpreting the posture and the bark of the species depicted. All the scenic painters have worked hard to marry their varied painterly styles into a single style while keeping in mind and following the original artist Attilio Pusterla's vision. That's it for this week. I'm Rita Christie. See you next week.
Sure.